Hello all, and welcome back to Daily Verses and Prayers for Our Lives. I am your host, Patrick Odom. And again, I welcome another member of the Odom family into the podcast. Today, I introduce to you my oldest daughter, Princess Skye Odom. Skye, again, is multi-talented young lady. I'm super proud of her. Right now she's on a basketball journey and she's really diving into that. But beyond basketball and singing and writing and playing music, my proudest moment is that she is a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that she has given her life to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and as a father, that is what I am most proud of. Skye, welcome.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Good.
You have any plans for today?
Yeah, I think we're supposed to do a 2-on-2.
Oh, okay. 2-on-2 basketball? Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. That sounds like that would be fun. We'll take a look and see the outcome of that. So we are in the New Testament today, and I think that this is a very familiar scripture for those who read the Bible, but I think it's also a familiar passage for those who don't, because it's how we should treat one another. So, Skye, could you read where our scripture verse is and just read the verse for us?
Mm-hmm. Luke 6:31. Do for other people what you want, ask for it back.
Right. Luke 6:31. And, Skye, I think you went to your mommy's Bible, right? And let's read out of the International Children's Bible and see what that says.
Luke 6:31. Do for other people what you want them to do for you.
Do for other people what you want them to do for you. That seems pretty straightforward, right, Skye?
Mm-hmm.
So what comes to mind for you when you read this scripture?
First thing that came to mind was actually the golden rule. So this is probably the root from the golden rule, because the golden rule is treat people the way you want to be treated. And so that really just was alike.
Right. And I tell you, the golden rule is so important. Did you realize that the golden rule is in the Bible?
Mm-mm, I
didn't.
Well, now I did, but
right. That's a biblical principle. How many of you out there listening knew that the golden rule was biblical? Sometimes we think and we hear people talk, and you know, it's we have all of these big, deep discussions and thoughts, and it's like, oh man, yes, that sounds amazing. But those thoughts come from somewhere. Those thoughts are based in something. And a lot of our thoughts are based on biblical principles. So that is very cool that you brought up the golden rule. We want to treat others the way we want to be treated. And that is the start of having a foundation for success. Well, we are going to chat here a little bit, and then we're going to meet up with you guys on the other side. So, Skye, I know you like that. Hey, Dad, where's the see you on the other side? So, let's see you do it.
See you on the other side.
See you on the other side. All right. Hello and welcome back. I am with Skye Odom, and we are looking at Luke 6 and 31, where it tells us to do for other people what you want them to do for you. Sky brought up the golden rule and how, and we talked about how this is biblical principle for the golden rule and doing others what you would want them to do for you. Sky, could you give us some examples and how you try to live by this golden rule?
Mm-hmm. So just to spread kindness and do and just help others out the way that you would, just because you don't want anyone to be rude to you, so why be rude to other people when that's not what you want? So just overall spread kindness.
Okay, and is that a easy thing to do?
No, especially if people are mean, but no, it's not easy.
So if people are mean, then can you help us? How do you navigate through a situation to where you're trying to have this kindness and do unto others as you would want them to do unto you, but they don't receive it in that way and they're mean?
Well, I would usually think if they're mean, then they're doing what they want. So if they're being mean, why not be mean back? Because that's what they want. But that's not right. So instead, you just have to follow the Lord. And does God want you to be mean just because someone else to be is mean? No. So you just gotta be Christ-like and do what God would want you to do. Just always have that in your mind.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Sky. And I, you know, that goes back to one of the scriptures that we went over before in Matthew 5 and 44, where it says, where Jesus is telling his disciples, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who hurt you." So Jesus is telling us, even when the golden rule doesn't work, the golden rule is more about you as you being a professing Christian and a believer and walking with God. You're to be, again, different. You're to follow the golden rule. Have you ever had a situation where you were following the golden rule, you were treating others as you would want to be treated, and then it started off to where a person was mean and wasn't receiving it, but through your actions, the situation changed because you followed the golden rule?
And somewhat, and I think so. Like, are you saying, like someone doesn't like you or something, but then instead of treating them meanly and stuff and not liking them back, you just show your kindness and still be respectful and nice, and then yes, they see oh, so-and-so's actually not rude. I got a different perspective of her or whatever,
right? That's like what that. I'm saying
then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how did that make you feel?
Good, because me and her and I really good friends.
Oh, really? See? And that's the way that it works. You know what I've noticed since you brought that up? I've noticed that a lot of relationships in my life that have started off rocky have been the ones that through persistence and through prayer and through trusting God, when I know that that's supposed to be a relationship that I'm knitted to, when I press through, God always shows up, and those relationships are not only great relationships, but they're some of the most solid relationships that I have in my life. So that's a great perspective that you brought to the table. All right, it's coming up on another segment. I'm having a great time with Sky, and we're going to continue on the other side. So we'll see you. So Sky, what advice would you have for your peers, people of your age group, that you think can help them to treat others the way that they want to be treated, or, and also that can help them when they're treating others the way they want to be treated, but they're not receiving back that same type of treatment? What type of can you talk to your peers?
Well, the advice that I would give is what I would use for myself, and that is to just not react on your first thoughts and your first actions, to just take a moment and either pray or just think what you're about to say or what you're about to do. Is this the right thing? Is this mean or is this nice? Is this what God wants, or is this what you want as revenge or just not good?
Amen. And you know, I would give that same advice to my peers and anyone in between, or you know, even outside of that range that we're talking about, is just to remember that you're not doing what you do for anyone but God. You know, and all things that we do, we should do it as in to God. And that means just to give your best. When you're trying to love someone, give your best. When you're being kind to someone, be your best. Don't do it just because you want something out of it, or you're looking to get, no, do it because it's the right thing to do. And when we do that, when we come from a pure place, from a pure heart, from a pure spirit, then everything will be fine. All will be well. It's because God is with us, and if God is with us, then who can be against us? So Sky, we thank you for joining us today. We thank you for being here. And I would like to ask if you can pray for us. Pray for us that we can keep treating people like we would want to be treated, and doing unto others as we would want them to do unto us, and to do that with a pure heart unto God. Can you pray us out?
Yes. Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for this session, and I pray that this really touches people to be able to do for other people what you want them to do for you. And I just pray that you can give them the kindness in their heart to just do what is right. And Lord, I just thank you, and in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you, Sky. Thank you for all of you who've taken time out of your schedules and your lives to spend, you know, this 14-15 minutes with us. We appreciate it, and we pray that it is blessing you as it is truly blessing us and spending time in the Word. We'll talk to you later, and we'll see you on the other side. All right, family, now it's your time to discuss. How do you do for other people what you want them to do for you? Do you have troubles with it? If you do, then ask the Father to lead and guide you. Ask Him to help you with your heart and with your mind. Do you have a problem with other people not treating you fairly, not treating you with that love and that kindness? Do you feel like you're the one that's always pushing or even trying to pull to be treated with that dignity and respect? Then it's time for you to pray for those who may be causing this upon you. Remember, pray for them. Seek God's face. Pray for them. Love them. And God will turn things around. We hope you have a great time discussing, and we will catch you on the other side. Be blessed.